KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on this Thursday morning and joined by State Representative from the 99th District, Mike Hoadley. Mike, how are you today?
Oh, fine, Kevin, and good morning.
Good morning to you. Glad to have you on the show with us. We got a couple of things we're going to talk about as you're beginning to settle into that House of Representatives district role, are you?
We certainly are.
Yeah.
You know, our office is open, like we talked about in our last interview, and we've been getting out for office hours, like we also talked about, and we're legislating on the House floor in Lansing.
That's right. Well, one of the topics we want to talk about, a sad note, as the tragedy that happened earlier this week at Michigan State University.
Yeah, absolutely. Still a somber mood.
Yeah.
Today, and not just as a state legislator, but as many probably don't know, is I'm also the father of a MSU student. My daughter attends MSU and lives on campus, and she was present during this tragic event Monday night. So you know, it was a hit us and our family.
Sure.
Very deeply and personally, but thankfully, our daughter was safe and locked in her dorm on the other side of campus. But make no mistake, you know, our hearts go out, thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims, those that are injured and still in recovery, as well as the first responders that you know, put their lives on the line to react, the 911 operators that orchestrated the response in such chaos. Just a lot going on there, but make no mistake, it's still sad and frankly angering.
I would imagine, not just even as you being a parent, but to anyone who might have had kids in school and might have been a part of something like this. Yes, no doubt, and hopefully, you know, we can find a way to solve that problem in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we've got, you know, solutions that have been on the book for quite some time, laws that need to be enforced, and it goes back to you know, a mental health crisis in our state and in our country.
Right. Well, getting off of that subject, let's talk. The last time we talked, you know, we were talking about the tax reform and the tax bill, and you want to kind of give us an update on what's happening there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Last time we talked, we were in negotiations for tax reform bills, which have since been passed. And as many listeners probably have heard, you know, about the $180 tax refund that's coming back, as well as some other things. So there was actually four things that were a part of that process. One was retirement income, which unfortunately we didn't get everything we wanted on the conservative side of the aisle as far as tax breaks for all senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
However, we did get the needle moved to include more of seniors. The other was the increase in the earned income tax credit. We all kind of agreed on that, and we got an increase on that for working families. A third aspect of that was, you know, kind of packed in there for a supplementary budget that's going out to corporations. That's a part we couldn't come to an agreement on, but it got kind of forced into the bill.
Yeah.
And another part of that also includes what they did with that deposit into corporate welfare, for lack of other terms. It also rolled back the revenue trigger for an automatic tax refund for everybody. So, I mean, all in all, it really showed a little bit of a disregard for Michigan families, married couples, as that $180 rebate is per tax filer. So if you're single, it's $180. If you're a married couple, it's $180.
Mm.
If you're a family of four, six, or eight, it's still $180. So we found that a little bit insulting, and it also, you know, rolled back a permanent tax cut that would be for years to come. So we did get some movement there. We don't think it was completely fair to the Michigan taxpayer, but we're going to move on from there and hopefully, you know, be able to make things up in other places, because Michigan families are struggling.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that, statewide. You're right about that. And, you guys just have to keep working hard and try and work across the aisles.
Absolutely. That's what we're there to do. And not every day is going to be easy.
Right.
And you know, we've got to fight for what we believe in and fight for those Michigan families that are struggling and continue pushing the ball forward.
Exactly. Well, Mike, I know your time is precious. You got a lot of things to get to, so we're going to let you go. And hopefully we get the chance to talk to you again in the near future. Whenever anything happens down there in Lansing, please feel free to give us a call and give us an update.
Yeah, thanks again, Kevin.